My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin moving to Ghana? Listen and enjoy.
What Fake Me has going for him is Fake Me's very sweet at times.
Yes.
And very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And very funny and entertaining.
Yes.
Yes. That's what Fake Me has going for
yes.
him.
Yes. And then there are the other moments.
Where I'm a flat out prick.
Yeah. You're an alcoholic. You're in with all these bad people. You're screwing over your wife and daughter to be with this person, and that now you're acting like, well, if it doesn't work out with us, you can go find somebody else. You'd be Mr. Wishy-Washy just when she's looking for you to commit. Ah,
yeah, I'm a louse.
Yeah, so go on.
Because you got to figure most of these guys they deal with are just like, because they're so in love.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? If you want to be with me, you're gonna end it.
Oh, and the way that you keep going back and questioning her, I'm not saying that you shouldn't.
Oh,
I wish that these people who get sucked in would a little bit more.
Yeah.
But the way you keep badgering, well, that wasn't true. So now which is true? So are you still this or are you that? You keep pressing the bruise.
She hates that.
Oh, I know.
Here's the weird thing.
Yeah.
Fake Me
yeah.
would get so much more tang, as much of a mess, than Real Me ever would. Because I'm such a bad boy. I'm such a screw-up.
Yep.
I got all these issues. I'd be getting laid left and right.
Well, yeah, because that... That
and I write Floyd.
That adrenaline rush from what's it going to be this time?
Yeah.
Oh, I know somebody that's just like this, and he would get laid all the time. And my husband and I would look at each other and go, really? Really? He's got a new one. Do you believe this? Like, but, I mean, it wouldn't last long because eventually they'd all wake up. But
well, maybe not. Maybe they live a nice life of domestic abuse. We can cross our fingers.
No. This real life example? No.
So I go, why? I go, would you even want to marry me? She goes, yes. Why wouldn't? Why won't I?
Mm.
Well, this is going fast.
Yeah, why wouldn't she? Are you going to give her examples? A point-by-point checklist? This is why I wouldn't marry me.
Funny you should ask. I go, wow, thank you. Because once I go back home, there is a good chance I will not have what is needed to take care of you. I could be homeless, and I am a flawed person.
Mm.
She goes, well, you can live with me in my apartment if you want.
Wow.
And we go, like, whoa.
Whoa.
I mean, of course, they're probably going to kill me once I get there.
Of course.
But
I bring lots of money to buy gold.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, realistically, if I was in that situation, like, all right, if I can just get, like, $3,000 or $1,500 to fly to Ghana, I can live with this woman I love. Why wouldn't I get on the plane and do that?
And what the heck would you do in Ghana? You'd play that fake club that you went and played once before.
I'd be doing this show from there.
You don't think I'm making that commute?
Skype.
Skype.
Do it from a cafe.
I'm sorry, my time is up. Click.
Exactly. So she offers me her apartment. Like, I can live at the apartment.
Wow.
It's pretty major, right?
Yeah, and you're being such a, oh, I don't know. And she's like, well, you could live with me. What?
I go, did you clear that with Rita? Because Rita's the girl who she's living with.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, and that is very sweet. She goes, thanks. I think it might be tight for the four of us, don't you think? Because it'd be her, Rita, the kid,
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
I'm banging everybody.
Yeah, I was. No. I'm glad you said it first.
Yeah. She goes, we are fine now. It would be nice to have you with us. Since you are homeless, we would have to manage.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
You see, welcome to my world.
All right. Now, are we complete scum?
Well, we know I am.
What I mean, you know, is this... see, I... You know, these things make me crazy. Because now I'm like, is this really a nice person? And...
Well, if they don't kill me when I get off the plane, sure.
I know.
If you can survive the beating and the gang rape of me.
Yeah.
And the decapitation, I'm sure it's lovely.
Wait, say those again.
No, okay.
Okay, there's the ridiculously naive Mugu carrying flowers in the airport. Let's pick him up.
But, you know, either way you look at it, it's a very nice gesture.
It is.
Plays with your head, right?
Yeah.
I go, I would not do that to you, but thank you. I am not homeless yet. I guess you do love me.
Wow. Yeah.
She goes, of course I do. Mm-hmm. I have 5 minutes remaining, would be gone in five. I go, I wish you could stay longer. I did not know if you loved me, but it's nice to hear. She goes, yeah, I wish I could. It's like the world stops anytime I'm talking to you.
Oh, boy.
She's got the good shit.
Yeah.
I go, the world may stop, but my heart races. I look forward to our talks. That's what I said.
Gooey.
Well, yeah. What are you gonna do? She goes, yeah, me too. Maybe we will chat later in the evening on phone. I go, what time? I will try and go to the library. She goes, what are you going to do there? Use the internet. I will not have one in my room. I will not have it in my room for a few hours. So what time? She goes, 9 o'clock here, 9 p.m. there. So it'll probably be like 4 or 5. Okay. So that's for my time, correct? She goes, yeah, that's correct.
4 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m. in the afternoon. I go, okay, I will try. I really wish I could hold you in my arms and kiss you. I bet you have soft lips.
You say that.
I do.
Okay.
She goes, I think
she never says stuff like that.
Well, except when she's writing bullshit poetry.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, I think I do. Have to go see you in the evening here. I go, okay, my love.
I think I do.
Have a nice evening. She goes, you two take care. All right, so around 4:11, I go online. I go, I was here. Oh, well. She goes, 4:40. Sorry, hon, I missed you. Let's talk sometime tomorrow. January 14th, 7:20 p.m. Hi, Dot. Finally got home. Now I'm home.
Are you really
home? Yeah, I'm back from the Bahamas.
Okay.
And I'm back online.
I still have a home.
Thank goodness. Very cold after 2 weeks in the sun. It's true. LOL. I'll have regular internet, so when I'm not running errands, I should be around if you do wish to chat tomorrow. I go, so what did you have planned for the rest of the evening? She goes, nothing interesting. I have some bad news. I go, what's the news? She goes, remember my friend Rita, right? I go, yeah. The one you were staying with, correct? She goes, yeah. Her father died yesterday.
Okay. Well, that's a nice cover for not talking to you for that day.
You know, I didn't even think of it like that. I never even thought of it like that.
Well, because I'm evil.
No, I just thought of it. I just thought of it as like, wow, she's sharing. If it's true.
Right.
And who would lie about a death? But then, you never know.
Death.
If it's true. She's sharing something with me.
Okay.
So if it's true, this is getting real.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.